Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The texts for our sermon this morning are our epistle reading from Paul's first letter to Timothy and our gospel reading from the Gospel of Luke. Have you ever lost something? Something like your car keys or the remote control to the TV? Maybe even some money that you needed for something. Oftentimes, I have the bad habit of carrying something around with me as I'm going around and then setting it down somewhere. And then when I need it later, I have no idea where I set it down at. So I start looking. I look in all of the likely places that I can think of where I might have set it down. No luck. So then I try to retrace my steps from the previous few days to figure out where I might have put wherever it is. No luck. Maybe this has happened to some of you at a time in the past as well when you've lost something. Then I start to get frustrated with myself for not being able to remember where I put it. And as silly as it sounds, I also start to get frustrated with the thing, whatever it was, for apparently either sprouting legs and running away or turning itself invisible. Finally, at least as it so often happens with me, just when I'm starting to think, I'll never find it, I'll never see it again, I think of one more idea of where it might be. And when I look there, sure enough, I find it where it was the whole time. Now, I'm sure that at least some of you have had similar things happen to you as well. You lose or misplace something, and then you spend what feels like hours looking all over the place for it before you finally find it. Now, after searching all over the place for what feels like hours, how do you feel when you finally find the thing that was lost? Maybe one of the first things that we feel is relief, right? Whew! Finally found it! Especially if it was something important, some money that we had lost, or our car keys that we need to drive our car, something like that. We feel relieved. And maybe we also feel a little bit happy that we found it. Just like we were getting frustrated while we were looking and looking and looking, when we finally found it, we feel a sense of relief and even some happiness. In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus tells a short little parable about a person who had 100 sheep. And one night, as he's counting his sheep at the end of the day, he only counts up to 99. One of his sheep is missing. So what does he do? He goes and searches and searches and searches for the one lost sheep until he finds it and brings it back to be with the rest of them. When he finds his lost sheep, Jesus tells us he is full of joy. He's so full of joy, he even calls his friends and neighbors to come and rejoice with him that his lost sheep has been found. Now, the shepherd in the parable represents the good shepherd, Jesus himself, and the sheep, well, the sheep represent people. It's interesting that Jesus chose sheep to represent people within this parable, because being compared to a sheep is not really all that flattering. Sheep are not the smartest animals, and they don't always stay together very well. They do sometimes wander off, or if one sheep starts to wander off, some other sheep will follow him and wander off as well. On the other hand, comparing people with sheep actually is a good comparison, I suppose. Because people, we don't always stay together very well either, do we? People wander off, one person will wander off, and lots of people will follow that person and wander off too, even to our very own destruction. I suppose we are more like sheep than we'd probably like to think about. Jesus told this parable to a group of Pharisees and scribes who were grumbling against him because he was eating with people whom they thought were really bad sinners. They thought Jesus should only associate with good people. In other words, people like them. Not with sinners, not with sheep who had wandered off. Don't be concerned with them. They're sinners. They've wandered away. It's their own fault. Leave them be. So Jesus tells this parable to show that God wants sheep who are lost to be brought back. God does not give up on the lost ones or let them continue to wander about all alone. He wants sinners to come back to Him and be forgiven. That's why Jesus, the shepherd in the parable, goes after the lost sheep. And when He finds it, He rejoices that one who was lost has now been found and brought back. In our epistle reading, Paul tells us that he used to be one of those sheep who was lost and wandered off. He was a sheep who had gone astray from God and was off on his own. He tells us in our reading, "Formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent." Paul was a sheep so lost, he didn't even know that he was lost. He spent years of his life fighting against Jesus, fighting against Christianity. He cursed the name of Jesus. He took part in stoning Christians like Stephen. He put other Christians in prison and made plans to put even more Christians in prison. But Jesus does not give up on sheep who have gone astray. As the parable he told says, he seeks after them. He wants to find the lost sheep and bring them back. So the Lord sought after Paul. The reason that he came into the world was to save sinners, to find and bring back the sheep who were lost. So he found Paul. He found Paul on a road going into the city of Damascus, where Paul was actually going so that he could arrest more Christians. Jesus found Paul, the sheep who had gone astray, and brought him back. The good shepherd brought Paul into his flock, and all the angels in heaven rejoiced to see the lost sheep brought home. Now you and I, just like Paul was, are like sheep. We had wandered away from God, going this way and that way, following this person or that philosophy or whatever it is. Because our human nature is infected by sin from the moment that we're born. Really, the moment that we are conceived. We're even born separated from God. This inborn sin affects our actions and we wander farther and farther away. Just like the sheep in the parable who got lost. But Jesus, our good shepherd, does not give up on the lost sheep. He came to seek and to find the sheep who were lost, to seek and to find you and me and bring us back. And He has. He has. Jesus has come after me. He has found me. I did not find Him, but He found me. Jesus came after you. He sought you and He found you. You did not find Him, but He has found you. You are a sheep who used to be lost. But now, the shepherd has found you and brought you back into His own flock. When He worked in you through His word put together with water, He brought you back into His sheepfold. He was bringing you who used to be lost back. So now you're not lost anymore. He was making you one of His own sheep. You used to be lost, but in that moment, whether it was here in this church or at another church, at that moment you were found and brought back. And at that moment, all the angels in heaven rejoiced with God that one more lost sheep had been found and brought back into the fold. Did you know that? We probably do not think about that as much as we should. Whenever we see a baptism, whether it's here or somewhere else, we know that another child has been brought into God's family, and we are happy over that, as we should be. But at the same time, all the angels in heaven are also rejoicing too. Every time there is a baptism, that's the part that we probably do not really think about. But maybe we should. When there is a baptism, the angels in heaven rejoice every time to see a lost sheep found and brought back. When you were baptized, all the angels in heaven rejoiced to see you, a sheep who was lost, found, and brought back. There are a lot of opinions today, as you know, about Jesus Christ and who he is and what he came to do. Some people say that Jesus came to show us the way to get into heaven. Other people say that Jesus came to show us how to love each other. And you probably heard many other things too. The Apostle Paul sums it up for us quite nicely, I think, this morning. When Paul says to us, "This saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." That's it. That's why Jesus came, to save sinners, to seek out and to find sheep who were lost and bring them back. Those tax collectors and sinners he was eating with, the Apostle Paul, you and me. We who used to be lost, but have now been found and are part of Jesus' flock. So the next time you finally find something that you had lost after searching all over the place for it, and you feel relieved and happy that the thing that was lost is now found, remember that you too, at one time, were lost. And how your Savior sought after you and found you and has brought you back. And remember too, all the rejoicing that filled heaven when he brought you back into his flock. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.